As a young boy, I enjoyed going garage sailing with my mom because every Thursday I'd get to go garage sailing, typically up in St. Michael. And one of my favorite thing about garage sailing was the free box. Every time we came up to a new house, I would look, where's the free box? It was usually always at the very end of the driveway, so it was very visible, and that would be the first place I went. I even went there before I looked at the baseball cards, you know, and those are pretty important to me as well. But the free box was great. Found some treasures in there. I think I might have found a stuffed animal of Barney one time. But I love the free box because I didn't have to pay anything. I didn't have to give anything in order to get something. It was just freely given to me. We love free things. We like free things because we don't have to give anything in return. And that's a beautiful image of God's love for us. That God gives us his love freely without expecting anything in return. That Jesus died on the cross for you and for me freely, not expecting anything in return. He loves us freely. He loves us selflessly. He loves us completely. And that's how we are invited to love in our gospel today. Jesus tells his disciples, as the Father loves me, so I also love you. Jesus was loved by his Father freely. He was loved completely. He was loved totally by his Father. And that love inspired him to go to the cross to die for me and for you, because he was confident in his Father's love. He could stand in the face of trial. He could stand in the face of tribulation. He could stand in the face of struggle with confidence because he knew he was loved by God, his Father. And that helped him encounter the Pharisees and the scribes who ridiculed him. That helped him persevere even when his friends left him and one of his friends betrayed him and another friend denied him. Yet he remained confident. This past weekend in our gospel, we heard that Jesus resolutely determined to go to Jerusalem. This is in Luke chapter 9. It's a pivotal point in the gospel. And from this point on, we see that Jesus goes definitively to Jerusalem. Why? Because he was moved by love to give of himself completely for our salvation. Jesus loves us with great zeal, with great goodness, with great fervor. He loves us freely. We see in our first reading today from the book of Genesis that God created us out of nothing, that he made us in his image. It says, let us create man in our image, giving us a hint of the Trinity, that God is a unity, but there's a Trinity of persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We're made for relationship. We're made out of love for love. God experienced love in his own being, the Father loving the Son, and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit proceeding from that love. And that love is now comes to us. And when we love freely, when we love others freely, we communicate God to others. We reveal God to others. We GMT, we go make teach by living out love, by giving out love freely. That's how we evangelize. That's how we share the gospel. When we reflect God's love freely. Let's face it, oftentimes we love expecting something in return. We love selfishly. We want something when we give a gift. We want something in return. But that's not how God loves. God loves us just because we're good, because we're created in his image. We exist, and our existence itself is good. And God loves us just for that very fact. Of course, he's pleased when we strive to follow him and do his will and live his commandments, which is what he commands us to do. But when we love God freely, there is true beauty there. There's inspiration there. We're inspired to follow God when we see other people loving God freely, when we see them totally giving of themselves, right? Father Skuzacik was a great witness of this. Giving of himself freely and completely to all of us through his leadership, through his patience, through his kindness. And that was inspiring. That was an example of God the Father's love for us. We're called to witness that love as well, my brothers and sisters. We love free things. And when we give out love freely, guess what? People are going to appreciate that as well. People are going to be inspired by that. People are going to be moved by it and desiring to come to the source of your free love. My brothers and sisters, it's Thursday today, which is garage sale day, but there's not too many garage sales. But we are in a free box. God comes to us today freely, giving of himself. Way better than anything you can find at a garage sale. He gives us his very life. He gives us his flesh and blood so that we can learn and we can grow to live in union with him. Ultimately, so that we can love like him. God created us out of love for love. And today we come to this altar for his free love. Let's receive that love today, but not only keep it for ourselves, but share it with others freely.